He's here.
Who?
The Batman.
A familiar, if shadowy, figure on the pop culture scene, Batman began in 1939 as a comic book by the late Bob Kane. Over the years, Gotham City's caped crime fighter, with his face partially obscured by a bat-eared cowl, has become more caricature than character. In 1988, however, writer and artist Frank Miller refashioned the story in a graphic novel titled Batman Year One. It is those origins that English-born filmmaker Chris Nolan taps into for this fresh look at how and why billionaire Bruce Wayne becomes Batman.
He is the most human of superheroes, and he's the one that I think we can all most easily relate to. I don't know how I would go about adapting a superhero like Superman, who is just otherworldly and omnipotent and all the rest. I find the character of Batman much more easy to relate to, and I think a lot of people do. He's ultimately a very flawed human being who's taking his negative impulses and turning them to positive ends.
Are you coming back to Gotham for long, sir?
As long as it takes. I'm going to show the people of Gotham their city doesn't belong to the criminals and the corrupt.
Christian Bale stars as Bruce Wayne and, of course, his alter ego, Batman. The physically demanding role is his first foray into the action movie genre, and Bale says he modeled the character after the graphic novels, approaching Batman as though the previous films and the campy 1960s TV series had never been made.
I realized that there was a great character here that had just been never defined in any portrayal, you know? Unlike if you look at, say, Christopher Reeves and the way he played Superman, you know, to many people that's the defining Superman, right? I don't find that when I look at any of the previous Batman characters. So there was room to be able to try and achieve that.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, I'm flesh and blood. I can be ignored. I can be destroyed, but as a symbol, I can be incorruptible. I can be everlasting.
What symbol?
Something elemental, something terrifying.
Of course, the symbol he chooses is the night-flying bat. And Bale says as important as it was for him to develop his physique for the role, he also had to come up with a voice for Batman.
We went for just really wanting to make a complete different animal. I just could not take seriously Bruce Wayne in a bat suit. So I said, look, he has to become just a different animal completely. You've got the obvious need for being incognito, you know, so, okay, you want to change your voice for that. But also for me, it was about him becoming this kind of primal demon, you know, that allowed him to channel all of his rage and his years of dissatisfaction and everything into this one beast.
Who are you?
Someone like you. Someone who'll rattle the cages.
Katie Holmes co-stars as Wayne's childhood sweetheart, Rachel, who grew up to be a prosecutor trying to fight crime via the legal system.
It was just really exciting to play a character, a female character who was so strong, and, you know, she was, at times, needed help, and, for lack of better words, a damsel in distress at moments, but she was this fighter, and I liked that. I like fighters.
Batman Begins also addresses the issue of using the criminal's own tactics to fight back. He is on the other side of the law, so does that make him hero or vigilante?
He won't talk. He'll talk to me.
Filmmaker Nolan says the story offers no cut-and-dried answer.
That's why, really, I made the film, because I think it's a very interesting question. I think it's one that can't be answered in a single sentence. I think it's one that has to be felt out and explored through fiction and through a great character like Batman, who sits on the line between genuine heroism and selfish vigilantism.
You're getting lost inside this monster of yours. I'm using this monster to help other people, just like my father did.
The cast also features Michael Caine as the Wayne Manor butler, Alfred. Morgan Freeman is the inventor who comes up with all those great gadgets, including the new and very powerful Batmobile.
So what do you think?
Does it come in black?
Tom Wilkinson is a merciless crime boss. Cillian Murphy plays Scarecrow, the first of Batman's bizarre and deadly villains. And Gary Oldman plays the quietly dedicated police detective Gordon, who becomes Batman's ally within the law.
Commissioner Loeb set up a massive task force to catch you.
He thinks you're dangerous.
What do you think?
I think you're trying to help. But I've been wrong before.
Batman Begins is co-written by David Goyer and director Chris Nolan, and the musical score is also a collaboration of Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.